This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Wednesday, December 13th, 2017. I'm Mark Belanger. The international labour movement is at the forefront of the struggle for women's rights all around the world. It works through its global unions, which represent workers in particular employment sectors, and through its affiliated national unions. One of the global unions, which is working towards greater equality for women in the workplace, home, and society, is Industrial. Industrial represents some 50 million workers employed in a wide range of sectors, including mining, manufacturing, and garment production. Just recently, Industrial, with the help of IF Metall in Sweden, organized a workshop on how to organize women into unions and stop the violence. The workshop participants came from Zambia and Tanzania. A major focus of the workshop was aimed at getting more unions and their members to take the pledge against violence directed at women. The pledge commits unions to a policy of zero tolerance with the slogan, "No to violence, not in our workplace, not in our union." Here are some of the participants who attended the workshop in Kitwe, Zambia.
In our workplaces, we find that women are the most vulnerable to violence. We are going out there to bring more women on board to stop this violence.
I take the pledge, and I'll take the pledge to my union. I say no to violence. I take the pledge.
We take the pledge.
In our 3 days workshop, we have learned a lot. We have been educated on how best to understand the sexual harassment that women face. And we have been educated on how best we as women in the union, how best we can handle sexual harassment in our workplaces.
We will take the pledge.
A lot of things that I have learned personally, that as women, we really need to organize ourselves. We do have fewer women compared to men membership within our unions. So we have learned different strategies on how to organize, and that we should, as unions, we should incorporate or mainstream the issue of organizing more workers and especially more women in our union.
We have learned something from the Tanzanian women in terms of organizing, especially the lecture from Margaret Ndangile, who is in our sector. We have learned on how they organize the informal sector. We have shared the experiences. The networking program with the Tanzanian women was so good on our side as Zambian affiliates, because even the young women, they are engaged in union activities.
I learned how a woman should be involved in union activities, how to organize other women, in order to achieve the goal of a woman not being sidelined. A woman is supposed to be an organizer, who's supposed to organize other women in order to achieve what they are bargaining unity.
To all the women, the wake-up call to all the women is time that we arise, shine, and stand in for our rights. Take examples in constitution making. If we have women, then our cries will be heard. So I'm sending out the message across all women. Let's arise and shine. Fight for our rights.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.